The San Francisco Board of Supervisors, with some grumbling, has passed an ordinance to speed up the construction of market-rate housing. It complies with a state requirement that came with a threat to cut off state affordable housing funds if the city did not comply. Supervisor Myrna Melgar presented the proposed ordinance to the Board of Supervisors, saying it will remove barriers to building housing, but not at the expense of rent-controlled units.
This is only one piece in a bigger puzzle. We have a very complicated code, and we will continue working to be in compliance with state law. We need to fulfill our obligation to the state, but we also need to address our housing needs in San Francisco as we know them and our communities know and understand them.
The ordinance was sponsored by Mayor London Breed, along with Supervisors Joel Engardio and Matt Dorsey. Engardio says San Francisco's convoluted housing laws respond to past problems and need to be updated.
Even though we're the second most densely settled city in the United States per square mile, we still have a lot of way to go. And some of that is coming from pressures coming from the state, some of it's coming from the market.
Supervisor Dean Preston thanked advocates for pushing for amendments that eliminated the streamlining of demolition of rent-controlled housing. He cast a yes vote on the ordinance, but he still had reservations.
I am comfortable voting yes on this item, but I will say that I'm deeply concerned that since passing our housing element earlier this year, nearly every effort that has been commenced by the mayor's administration has been focused on how to meet our market rate housing goals and little to nothing on reaching our affordable housing goals.
Preston says Mayor Breed and Governor Gavin Newsom are pushing the wrong priorities. Over the last 8 years, he says San Francisco has exceeded its goals for market rate housing construction, reaching 150% of the target, while at the same time barely reaching half of the city's affordable housing goals.
It makes no sense in that context that we have the state of California, through its housing department, now leaning in so actively here in our city to insist on the streamlining of luxury housing, with the threat of taking away funds for affordable housing, state affordable housing funds for the city, the threat of taking those funds away and taking our transit funding away if we don't meet the market rate housing goals that we have exceeded in the past.
The ordinance passed on a vote of 9-2, with Supervisors Aaron Peskin and Connie Chan voting no. The supervisors also passed a related resolution by Peskin and Chan calling for changes to keep more local power over housing decisions, like prioritizing affordable housing. The resolution also passed with no votes from Supervisors Engardio, Catherine Stefani, and Matt Dorsey. Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.